Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, it's time to answer your Psycurious questions. I'm Izzy Clark, and this week we're sounding things out for Sam.
I have an apartment with a terrace oriented towards a highway. Would it be possible to use anti-noise to take away the highway noise on the terrace? Or, alternatively, to install huge anti-noise speakers next to the highway to take away the noise for the entire neighbourhood?
Wouldn't it be nice to enjoy a peaceful afternoon on an otherwise noisy terrace? We asked Trevor Cox from the University of Salford to crank up the volume on this acoustic inquiry.
Active noise control, also known as anti-noise, is a process that gets rid of an unwanted sound by using a second sound that is specifically designed to cancel out the first. To get active noise control to silence the traffic, you would need to produce a sound that is the inverse of the highway noise. When these two add together, the rumble of the traffic is removed. Imagine the traffic noise is like a water wave at the seaside. The cancelling sound needs to have a trough where the traffic noise has a peak, so that when you add the two together, the peaks and the troughs cancel each other out, leaving you with flat, still water.
So that's the physics of sound waves covered. But would it really cancel out a noisy highway?
Reducing noise this way works very well in small, confined spaces and low to mid frequencies. This is why it's used inside some cars and also in those active headphones that you can buy to use on the plane. But try active noise control in a large space where sound can move around in all directions, and it doesn't work unless you have a huge number of microphones to sense the sound and a similarly large number of loudspeakers to create the cancelling noise.
Not only is noise coming off in different directions, the frequencies would also range outside this ideal low to mid range, making it more difficult to remove. Plus, it might create a few new problems.
The loudspeakers pumping out the cancelling noise is increasing the amount of sound energy in the neighbourhood. There will be places, maybe your neighbour's house, where the noise will actually be worse. Finally, even if you could get it to work, it will always be much cheaper to build and maintain a noise barrier. But all is not lost. One trick you might try is to try not to get rid of the noise, but to hide it. Put on some music on your terrace.
So it looks like the sound is here to stay. We also put this on the Naked Scientists forum, where Alan said,
"You can buy such good active noise reduction headphones that it's hardly worth it."
Plus, an angry neighbourhood mob doesn't sound ideal either. Next time, we'll be cleaning up for Caitlin's question.
The hypothesis is that washing dishes manually leaves some harmful detergent residue, which we consume next time the dishes are used for eating or drinking. Furthermore, automatic dishwashers are safe because the detergent residue levels have been tested and are controlled. Are the residues from common manual dishwashing, not containing antibacterial additives, significantly toxic to humans in the short or long term?
And if you think you know the answer, email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or share your comments on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum. Until next time, it's goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientist team.